Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
When every head of cattle counts, stay at the head of the class with the proven treatment of Cydectin, Moxidectin. Cydectin's prurient formulation is the only cattle dewormer in its chemical class and provides proven treatment of 33 parasite species and stages. Cydectin's broad-spectrum control has also been shown to result in increased weight gain and helps reduce pasture contamination. Visit your local retailer or BayerLivestock.com for more information. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
Well, $1,200 stimulus checks could be in the bank accounts of producers and other taxpayers starting next week, while others may need to wait longer for the paper checks. Farmers, ranchers, and others could see pandemic stimulus payments starting next week if they filed returns for 2019 or 18 and have Social Security and direct deposit information on file with the IRS. House Ways and Means top Republican Kevin Brady.
It is moving fast. I was really pleased to see Secretary Mnuchin's timetable for mid-April for those tax rebates to go out, most of them direct deposit. And I really applaud a very smart move he made to not require seniors and those that don't file taxes to have to refile taxes. I think this is a very smart, streamlined way to move those tax rebates hassle-free.
Though paper checks to those individuals who don't file returns could take a few more weeks, non-filers can speed up the process by providing Social Security numbers and addresses through an upcoming portal at treasury.gov, and the $1,200 rebates to individuals with under $75,000 in income may not be the last. Senate Finance Chair Chuck Grassley agrees a fourth pandemic rescue package is likely, especially for small businesses that don't get SBA help from the first two programs, totaling over $350
billion. And if the $350 billion isn't enough, I presume we're going to, as a matter of equity, that we're going to increase X number of dollars, what it takes to help the last small business person that qualifies.
Bank of America and Wells Fargo Bank say they're already swamped by demand for payroll protection loans and emergency economic injury loans. And Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has already asked Congress for another $250 billion for SBA loans. Ways and Means Kevin Brady says businesses can also defer payroll taxes under the CARES Act. Brady says companies will have 2 years to pay back the loans, keeping dollars in local economies while helping businesses retain workers during the crippling pandemic. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is asking the Department of Agriculture to further investigate the cattle and beef markets. NCBA President Marty Smith sent a letter to President Donald Trump on the matter yesterday. The letter requests the government to act quickly to investigate the striking disparity between box beef prices and cattle prices in the futures and cash markets during the COVID-19 crisis and following the packing plan in Holcomb, Kansas last August. In his letter, Smith requests President Trump to direct USDA to expand the ongoing investigation into the market activity after the Holcomb fire to include current market volatility in the hope of identifying whether inappropriate influence occurred in the markets. Smith says, "We need continued vigilance and oversight of all cattle market participants." The letter also requests the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to study the influence of speculators on live and feeder cattle future contracts to determine whether these contracts remain a useful risk management tool for cattle producers. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, June 18th through the 20th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.